Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us again for the Word for Life radio ministry. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman, counseling pastor, senior citizens pastor, and newlywed pastor at Brookside. And it's always a joy to have you join us wherever you are this morning. I trust that God will give you a fantastic day. And I trust that God will make you an overcomer today. You know, overcomers are unstoppable. I read in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God?" So we see then we're overcomers. And as a result of that, we are unstoppable. Remember, if God brings you to it, God will bring you through it. Whatever you're facing today, God is going to bring you through it. And somebody else said, it's not what I go through, but how I go through that counts. What a great statement. What a great statement. It's not what I go through, but how I go through. And whatever you are going through at this time, go through it with God. Now, as you look at our text, the word overcome is the Greek word nike, N-I-K-E. It means to prevail or to conquer. That means you're not sidestepping something, you're not avoiding something, you're not running away from something, but to overcome whatever obstacles may present themselves. How high can you go in this life? Well, attitude determines your altitude. Attitude determines your altitude. And I want to call your attention as a result of that to a passage of Scripture that we all know, Romans chapter 8. And it gives us the overcomer's DNA. It tells us how we are to become overcomers in our lives. The first four verses give us that attitude. Notice, it says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." And so we see that our attitude is one that I am walking in the Holy Spirit's ability, not my own. In other words, the simple statement is, I can't, but you can. As a result of that, we begin to pray daily, "Dear God, I can't, but you can." Because these first four verses tell us that we are weak through the flesh. And boy, how many times we discover that, whether it's a relationship with an ex-spouse or maybe a relationship in your present marriage. Maybe it's your health issues. You say, "God, I can't deal with these health issues, but you can." Maybe it's your educational pursuits or Christian service opportunities, and they haven't worked out the way you wanted them to. Well, what's your attitude? Is your attitude, "I can't"? And that stops. But it has to change. An overcomer's DNA has the attitude, "I can't, but God, you can. And I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me." That's Philippians chapter 4. So, the overcomer's attitude in the first four verses. Then we read verse 5 of Romans chapter 8, and it says, "For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit." So, here's an overcomer's mentality. The word "mind" means that I'm setting my affection on things above, not on things of the earth. That's Colossians chapter 3 and verse 2. So, consequently, it is a choice. That's what the word "set" means. It's your choice. And you predetermine how you're going to think about your difficulties. Boy, that's a very important idea. Predetermine how you're going to think about your difficulties. In other words, in view of God's sovereignty, how can I trust God? One of the best books you can read when you're struggling with trusting God is a book simply entitled Trusting God by Jerry Bridges. Awesome book. Brother Bridges just went to be with the Lord this last year, but all his his writing lives on, get a copy of that. Because as you predetermine how you're going to think about your difficulties, God begins to give you the right mentality. And we say that in verse 5. There are four stabilizing truths that have helped me down through the years when I'm going through just miserable situations. Four truths about God. Number one, God's love for me is unchanging. Number two, God's purpose for me is Christ-likeness. That's Romans 8:29. Number three, God's word to me is the final right answer. And number four, God's grace for me is always sufficient. And so consequently, we see that the mentality is set before the difficulties are experienced. So when they come, we're not surprised, and we're not blown out of the water. So Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for good to them that love God. Love God. So God wants us, in the midst of our difficulties, to love him with all of our hearts. Somebody said it will cost you more to miss the will of God than to find it and do it. So many times people will say, well, Pastor Greg, I don't know. You know, finding the will of God, doing the will of God, that may be very costly. I'll guarantee you, when you miss the will of God, that's more costly. So love God. This is the overcomer's mentality. Then later, a few verses in chapter 8, Romans 8 and verse 11, the Bible gives us the overcomer's power. It says, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. There's our power. In other words, whatever you'll face in the days to come, you'll face it with resurrection power. That is power. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 5, you remember when Christ said, my grace is sufficient for thee. Therefore, the strength is made perfect in weakness. That's our weakness. His strength is made perfect. It's complete in our weakness. And that goes back to the Lord, I can't, but you can. So as you're going through a crisis, stay in the Word until you see Christ in your crisis. And you're saying, but Pastor Greg, I'm so scared. All right? Somebody put it this way. Speak up, even if your voice shakes. I like that. I like that. Impact your world and speak up, even if you're stuttering or your voice is shaking. But this is the overcomer's power. Then we see in verses 14 and 16 of Romans 8, an overcomer's relationship. It says in verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Verse 16, the Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit, we are the children of God. So we can see we're sons of God. That's a relationship that's based on character. We're the children of God in verse 16. That's a relationship that is based on blood. And of course, that is the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we have a relationship with others. And so love people. You say, well, that's just hard for me. Well, then do the hard thing. Work at it. Then we see in verse 25, an overcomer's hope. It says, but if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. See, God gives you hope of an unexpected end. You remember Hebrews 12:2 that says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. That is the source of our hope. So it's a choice to rejoice. It's a choice to rejoice. Years ago, I was walking and praying, and the thought occurred to me, when people think of me, what do they think of? But when people think of you, do they think of God? Well, that's a question, isn't it? When people think of you, do they think of God? Or when people think about God, do they think of you? See, if you're living with this eternal hope as your perspective, it will change your entire life. We see then in verse 26, an overcomer's advocate. Praise God. That is the Holy Spirit, who is described in verse 26 as making intercession for us. He's continually praying for us, praying for you right now. So is he praying that we'll use our tough times to help us see clearly? In other words, our prayers ought to be, Lord, help me to see the world as you see it. As you see it. The song is called Looking Through His Eyes by Mike Otto. Let me see this world, dear Lord, as though I were looking through your eyes. A world of men who don't want you, Lord, but a world for which you died. Let me kneel with you in the garden, blur my eyes with tears of agony. For if once I could see this world the way you see, I just know I'd serve you more faithfully. Let me see this world, dear Lord, through your eyes when men mocked your holy name. When they beat you and spat upon you, Lord, let me love them as you love them just the same. Let me stand high above my petty problems and grieve for men, hell-bound eternally. For if once I could see the world the way you see, I just know I'd serve you more faithfully. So you see, we have an advocate, the Holy Spirit of God, praying for us. We need to be praying for others in the same way. In verse 28, we see an overcomer's purpose, and that is Christ-likeness. Christ-likeness. See, Christ doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the called. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12, the Apostle Paul said that he had called him into the ministry and had made him capable. So think big. Ask God, what is it that he could do in and through your life? Then we see in verse 37, the overcomer's victory. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And so when we reach heaven, we want him to say, well done. Somebody put it this way, when God pulls me out of the oven, may he say, well done. Yeah, well done. See, your life will be filled with bumps. They may slow you down. But Warren Wiersbe said that the bumps are what you climb on. And in climbing, you always get to the top. So here's a last saying that I want to leave with you. If God is not doing something for you, maybe in answer to your prayers, then he is doing something in you that he might do something great through you. Overcomers are unstoppable. And God is working in your life to make you unstoppable. Let's let God use us in an awesome way. Whatever it is, if God is not doing something for you, then he is doing something in you that he might do something great through you. As you allow God to do this special work in your heart and life this year, may he find a tender heart that can be molded into his image. Until the next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.